Students are back in class today at Richneck Elementary in Newport News, Virginia, 3 weeks after a six-year-old allegedly shot teacher Abigail Zwirner with a gun he brought to school. Since then, a lawyer for the teacher said school administrators were warned at least 3 times that that student had a gun. Last week, the school board fired the district superintendent, and the school's principal has been reassigned within the district. The assistant principal has resigned. Now, a school shooting with a child as young as 6 is rare, but that's probably small comfort to parents in this school. Let's bring in one, Thomas Britton. His son is a classmate of the 6-year-old accused of firing the gun. And Thomas, I know you put your little guy on a school bus today. We wondered, you know, you didn't feel like you had to drive? Were you trying to keep things normal? What was going through your head today?
Me personally, we had discussions, my wife and I. We think it's best, you know, we have enough anxiety. We don't need to put it on our child. And he typically rode the bus beforehand. And so to make things as normal as possible, put him on the bus as we were requested to do by the school.
Yeah, again, to keep things normal. But how are you feeling?
It's really tough to describe. I think my presiding emotion right now is anger at the entire situation, which was completely avoidable. I am nervously waiting by the phone in case there's an outburst or, you know, my child needs extra comfort or experiences anxiety throughout the day. So today is kind of waiting around the phone.
How have you felt about this information that the administrators were warned that this student had a gun?
I was absolutely shocked when I listened to the lawyer do the press conference. I am absolutely floored by just the ineptitude, the callousness. Like, what is the job of the administration to keep our children safe, right? They had so many opportunities. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, we should say your son was having oral surgery that day. He was not in the classroom when this teacher was shot. He was spared that. But all his friends were there. And he's going back in that classroom. What's he been saying?
He's actually, that classroom is not going to be in use.
Okay.
He's in the next door classroom. They had a back to school event, which was really nice. We went to specifically for his class and then for the school at large. And it was heartwarming to see my son notice a friend, a classmate who is returning and called out her name and you know, my son's name is Declan, and got a response, oh, hey, Declan, and then they gave a quick hug, and it's amazing to see the resiliency of children, you know, in this situation.
How is your 6-year-old processing not being there?
His anxiety, he can't, I don't think he's internalized it. He's 6.
Yeah.
So at first thought it was, oh, like pretend. And it's like, no, I wish, but no. And then he was worried that the guy with the gun would be at school, like they hired him or something. It's been a 6-year-old's mind trying to make sense of this without having been there. It's been interesting as a parent.
And who knew? Who knew this would be something you'd have to do? Well, so the school has taken safety precautions. Can you tell us what they are and if they're enough for you?
So the one thing, they are getting clear backpacks, which, to be honest, for me is security theater. The clear backpack would not have stopped what happened. They got updated new metal detectors for the school, which are modern and really good quality. And I appreciate the metal detectors being there, but it's going to be interesting to see how the staffing, the maintenance, the all the other stuff that comes along with that program keeps up. The biggest thing to me is that the administration is new. They've been replaced. Because even if all these things were in place beforehand, I don't think it would have stopped the situation because the administration appears to have refused to take any kind of warning seriously.
Yeah. Well, as we said, there's investigations into that. Meantime, it's almost a cliche, innocence lost. But what's been lost for you and your son?
For us, this is a kid who pre-K was COVID, kindergarten was kind of aftermaths of COVID, and then his teacher is shot in school. Like, this kid can't catch a break. He has not had a normal school year, and I just hope and pray, and I told my wife, I'm like, I hope this is the only one we have. But there's still a lot of time left in school. And so it makes me feel a little uneasy, right? That I want his complaints to be about homework and not about worried about his teachers or friends being killed.
Yeah. Well, from your lips, right? To God's ears, as they say. Well, we of course hope you get that wish. Thomas Britton, parent of a Richneck Elementary School student, just returning today after a 6-year-old is accused of shooting, although not fatally, a teacher. Thomas, thank you so much, and best to you and your son and family.
To you as well. Thank you.